Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That never happened. You must be imagining it. Everyone agrees with me, you're overreacting. Wow, what's it like to be insane? If these sound like a familiar refrain, you may have been the target of gaslighting. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Wu, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today on the show, we talk about gaslighting. Specifically, we talk about five tactics that gaslighters use and what you can do about it. The term gaslighting is blowing up like, well, a lighter thrown into a puddle of gas. A form of emotional abuse, gaslighting is dominating the headlines. It's all over Twitter and has been thrown around by everyone from pundits to columnists to late-night comics and, of course, by psychologists. The term comes from the 1944 movie Gaslight, starring Ingrid Bergman, who in a spooky Everything is Connected moment won a Golden Globe for her role. In Gaslight, Bergman plays a wife, Paula, whose reality is slowly being undermined by her supposedly devoted husband, Gregory. His nefarious goal is to have her institutionalized as insane so he can gain access to her fortune. The title comes from Gregory's habit of secretly digging through the attic for her hidden jewels. When he creeps upstairs and turns on the lights in the attic, the rest of the gas lights in the house dim accordingly, making Paula suspicious. But when she asks him about the dimming lights, he acts like she's crazy. She must be imagining things. They're just as bright as always. "Why don't you rest a while?" Gregory suggests. "You know you haven't been well." In some ways, the movie is dead on. The mind games Gregory plays are diabolical. He tells her friends she's unstable. He isolates her from family. He disguises cutting invalidations as statements of concern. He hides her belongings, then questions her sanity when she can't find them. In short, he messes not only with her, but with the people and objects around her to alter her reality and make her think she's losing it. But in other ways, Gaslight is clearly a Hollywood movie. Gaslighting in real life is different. So how? What tactics do real-life gaslighters use? This week, we'll talk about five tactics of the all-too-common and all-too-insidious practices of gaslighting. We'll also talk about how to respond to each one. Tactic number one, gaslighters override your reality. At its heart, gaslighting is overriding your reality to the point that you question your own judgment. Like most things, there are degrees. It can be as small scale as telling a child, "You can't be hungry, you just had a snack." Or as large scale as denying fully obvious facts, such as the story that recently made its rounds on the internet of a man who got married, posted the wedding photos on Facebook, and then told his long-distance girlfriend that it was all in her head. If the gaslighter had a mantra, it would be, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes truth. But what if there are no disagreements about basic facts, like whether the lights are flickering, or whether you did pay rent, or how much money was there in the account? It might still be gaslighting if your emotions are being consistently invalidated. For example, if you often feel insecure about your romantic relationship, but you're shut down every time you try to express your feelings, this could be dangerous territory. It's very possible that your partner isn't cheating on you or preparing to leave you, but that doesn't mean you're not allowed to have feelings of insecurity if you feel they've become distant, unreliable, or otherwise changed in their relationship with you. Your partner should respect your right to have emotions instead of making you feel crazy for having them. So here's what to do. First, allow yourself to have emotions. This doesn't mean that as soon as you feel insecure, say, in your relationship, you should be 100% convinced that your partner is cheating. This simply means paying attention to your own emotions and acknowledging them. You can also explain to your partner that emotions are valid even if assumptions are wrong. So, for example, sadness is always valid. If you thought your partner didn't love you anymore, of course you'll be sad. Even if the assumption isn't true, it's okay for your partner to acknowledge this very reasonable emotional reaction instead of ridiculing your emotion. Tactic number two. Gaslighters isolate you from your other support systems. Gregory's tricks wouldn't have rattled Paula so much if she had solid support systems around her, even if it was just one person she trusted to confirm that, yes, the gaslights were indeed flickering. Gaslighters know that you're less likely to be under their sway if you have other people to give you reality checks and validate your confidence. So it's not surprising that they often say things like, "Your friends are crazy, or unreliable, or not good for you. I'm the only one you can count on. People can't be trusted. They won't tell you the truth like I do. The world is complicated. I wouldn't want other people to take advantage of you." They may also do things like telling other people that you're irrational, that you tend to overreact, or can't be trusted. So here's what to do about that. Do keep connected with your friends and other trusted support systems. Ideally, you have some of your own confidants who are not connected with the person who may be gaslighting you. Get multiple perspectives. Even if the issue is too private to discuss with many friends, stay connected with them in other ways. And also, seek out mentors and objective third parties. Some issues aren't so easy to share with friends. Or it's possible that it's an institution that's shaking your confidence. So talk to advisors who are objective, like a mentor who doesn't have direct power over you, an ombudsman, an anonymous ethics line, or a therapist. Tactic number three. It's important to know that gaslighters aren't out to destroy you. They're out to make things easier for themselves. Unlike in the movie, the gaslighter isn't usually trying to destroy a relationship, much less destroy a relationship in order to claim something as concrete as a treasure chest of jewels. Mohaha, that's, you know, more of a Hollywood thing. Quite the opposite. The gaslighter wants the target around, wants to maintain the relationship. They just want the target around on their terms. By the same token, gaslighting isn't always conscious. Indeed, gaslighters don't sit around stroking their goatees or petting a white cat while plotting to undermine your sanity. Instead, gaslighting comes from the need, conscious or unconscious, to control. Gaslighters work to undermine you so you can't challenge them. Then the relationship can go the way they want. They get to have their cake and eat it too, without the inconvenience of having to discuss things, compromise, work together. You know, healthy things that people do in relationships. So here's what you can do about this. Instead of labeling someone as a gaslighter, focus on the consequences of their actions. Even if the records show that, yes, your partner's actions technically constitute gaslighting, this may not change anything. Instead, clearly express how their behavior is affecting you and how you would like for them to change their behavior. If you're dealing with an institution, be aware of your rights and ask for appropriate changes, like switching to a different supervisor, if this would help you. And also, it's important to be aware of your own behavior. If your relationship feels off-kilter and stuck, and your partner is perpetually unhappy, ask yourself whether you are allowing and acknowledging them to express their emotions and thoughts. You may not have any intention of gaslighting them at all, but be open-minded to the possibility that your actions could be undercutting someone's confidence and sense of self.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Tactic number 4 of the gaslighter. Well, this one is more of a societal trend. Gaslighting is often fueled by sexism. Of course, gaslighting can be used by anyone against anyone. It's not always gendered, but it's often used as a form of emotional abuse against women. It works in part because it feeds off sexist stereotypes of women as crazy, jealous, emotional, weak, or incapable. For example, in an excellent 2014 paper published in Philosophical Perspectives, the author, Dr. Kate Abramson of Indiana University, details a story where a female grad student discovers the male grad students have made a list ranking the female grad students by attractiveness. When she expresses that such a list is inappropriate, she is told she's overly sensitive, that she's policing innocent conversation among male friends, and really, she's just insecure about her own ranking on the list, isn't she? What just happened there? If a woman rings the alarm on sexist behavior, gaslighters use sexist stereotypes to undermine the woman's complaints. Instead of taking her seriously, each of her complaints might be refuted as a silly misinterpretation or dismissed as her being too sensitive. In this way, the sexist stereotypes are used to reinforce themselves. It's an uninterrupted pattern of circular logic. See, she's just another insecure, overly emotional woman we don't have to listen to. Here's what you can do about that. Write things down and leave a paper trail. If you and the other person appear to consistently not be seeing the same facts, you can gain confidence or at least discover patterns by documenting events and conversations. Especially in a professional setting, writing follow-up emails to summarize a meeting can help you to make your case. And 2, I would say, take your time to confirm facts. You don't have to react right away if someone seems to be contradicting your reality. Buy some time with, okay, I'll look into that, or, that's interesting, let me sleep on it. Then take time to research and confirm the facts before saying anything more. Also, don't get caught up in winning the title of being right. If the other person or institution is gaslighting you, they are not playing by the rules anyway. Focus on getting what you need out of the situation, even if it's confirming your suspicions to yourself so you can decide whether or not to leave that relationship or leave this job or leave this institution. And last but not least, tactic number 5 is especially insidious. Gaslighters make you agree with their point of view. Gaslighters need the world to conform to their standards, and they need the very individuals they gaslight to agree with them. Therefore, it's not enough for gaslighters, for example, to insist that sexual harassers were just having a little fun. They need the target of that harassment to agree that it was all just a little fun. Ideally, the target would not only agree, but also believe that she deserved to be undermined because she was being crazy, overly sensitive, or imagining things. Now, refusing to witness or substantiate your reality is invalidation. But gaslighting means getting you, the target, to invalidate yourself as well. Not only does no one take you seriously, you wonder if you can take your own experience seriously. Your common sense, your feelings, your memory, even what you've seen before your very eyes. In other words, gaslighting not only invalidates your experience, it makes you question your capacity to trust your experience in the first place. So here's what to do. First, don't default to apologizing. Instead, clearly state your position and evidence and label the differences in your claims. For example, instead of saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know why our numbers are different," say, "It appears that we have different numbers. I arrived at mine from these calculations." Also, don't engage in their line of questioning. If someone is gaslighting you, you don't have to answer their questions directly. Simply don't go down that line of conversation if they are trying to get you to agree to their false statements. Stick to your line or disengage altogether. As for Paula, she is validated in the end and Gregory is arrested, but not before she dishes out some gaslighting revenge of her own as he sits tied to a chair. In a final attempt to manipulate her, Gregory tells her to get a knife and cut him free. But as she pulls his knife from a drawer, she proclaims, "There is no knife here. You must have dreamed that you put it here," before tossing it away and quipping, "I am always losing things." Whether in Hollywood or your own household, gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse. If you find yourself often wondering, "Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind? Am I stupid or incapable of making sound decisions?" this should be a red flag, especially if you find yourself without much social support and your partner or the institution or someone else dismisses your feelings. Trust your gut that something is wrong and use the tips that we talked about today to regain your sense of confidence. And if today's episode spoke to you, reach out. Having just one person validate your experience can be a lifeline that begins the process of reeling yourself in from all the lies to believing in your own truth. Thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm at QDT Savvy Psych and at Jade Wu PhD. If you'd like psychology tips delivered straight to your inbox, subscribe to the Savvy Psychologist newsletter. You can also make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks again so much for joining me. Stay strong out there. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.